Hello, Raider Nation. This is Jeanette Thompson, and on the phone I have with me defensive end Andre Carter. Welcome back to the Oakland Raiders again.
Thanks a lot. It's great to be back.
Well, did you, I guess I want to know you were coming back? I mean, was it a matter of timing, or were you not really certain where you were headed?
Well, I know in discussions with Coach Dennis Allen and Jason Carver and those other coaches, I knew they wanted me back, and I also wanted to be back as well. But time is always of the essence, and you know, there's always deals going around to be made. And as a fan, you got to continue to be patiently waiting patiently to get that phone call or try to construct something on paper. But in the end, it worked out great. I'm just very grateful to be back.
Now, we did have we had a lot of additions to our defensive unit. Have you been following along?
I've been following along a little bit. You know, I read their names once, but it's kind of, I got to reread the names again as far as what we had. I know we got linebackers and defensive end, and I know I believe we had a cornerback.
Yes.
That was signed just now. So it's going to be a great addition to this defensive side of the ball.
Okay, and you had a season with the Raiders. What do you see from the team? I mean, you have a unique perspective because, you know, new coming into the team and now seeing the new additions that are being added to the squad. How do you see the Raiders?
I tell you what, coming from when I came in, and I believe late September, early October, and the progress we made towards the end of the season, I mean, it was just it was great to see how we were developing, because the players are getting an idea of how the scheme works, especially myself, and what a special group that we could have now. In addition, with the players that we have coming in, it's going to be even better. So I think as a defense unit, we're expecting greater things for the 2013 season.
Do you feel like you are able to now build on some momentum that you were gaining towards the end of the season?
Oh, of course. Unfortunately, with the leg injury, whether it's just a knee or a ruptured quad tendon that I face, I mean, you can rehab all day. I mean, the best rehab in the world, of course, is just getting on the field and getting the kinks out. And I appreciate the Raiders organization for giving me that opportunity to do that. It took some time, but they took care of me. And towards the end, especially just, you know, late November, December, I just came back into a full form.
Okay. What do you learn, you think, maybe from each season? You know, you're a veteran that's been in the game for a few years now. But each season, you know, I think we all learn more and more from our jobs, no matter what you do, to improve. What do you learn from each season?
There's always something you learn, whether it's just learning more about yourself as an individual, perseverance, being mentally strong, especially through adversity, whether you're not doing well individually through a season or as a from a group setting or as a team. I mean, that's one thing that you just learn. I mean, you take that and apply that to life. That's one thing that, not just with football, but sports in general. I mean, you're fighting to the finish. You're trying to win that race. And of course, the race with any team or any organization, whether it's football, basketball, the main goal is to go to the playoffs and definitely win the prize, which is a championship. And, you know, the Raiders, unfortunately, haven't been successful over a decade. And that's just something that they're trying to bring back, just that rank win tradition, and I'm very grateful to be a part of that.
Okay. You still got a little more time to yourself of what we consider the off season. How do you spend your off season? Or is it still football for you, or do you actually take some time to rest?
I took a month off to rest because I didn't want to be so far behind, especially just with this leg that I've been working on for almost a year. I just continue to work on the mechanics, but at the same time, I'm a husband and a father, so we had time just to hang out a little bit. My son is in pre-club soccer. He's 5 years old, playing with the 6 or 7 year old. So as a dad, I'm there proud, you know, screaming and yelling and just having a blast watching them grow. And me and my wife, you know, you got to get a little romance on when you can, and that's going good. So in general, I mean, family, God and family always come first, and I had a chance to just enjoy everybody.
I'm sure they appreciate that as well.
Of course.
Now, I do have to ask you, how much do you know about soccer?
Nothing. I think I learned more this year than I did my whole life. So it's come along. It's come along real well. He started last year, and it's continued this year. And once soccer season's done, he said he wants to try maybe baseball or tennis. So whatever he wants to do. He's an active boy. Boys will be boys.
Okay.
As long as he's not bouncing off the walls, me crazy.
All right. Well, I guess you'll be a better cheerleader for soccer than you will a coach, and I'm sure the coach will appreciate that.
I'm sure.
All right. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that was defensive end Andre Carter back with the Raiders. Congratulations, sir, and thank you for joining us here on Behind the Shield.
Thank you so much. God bless and go Raiders.
All right.